You're listening to Mind the Gap News, your weekly roundup of startup news on acquisitions, funding, and startup trends around the world. Are you missing out on updates from the startup scenes around the globe? We got you covered. This podcast will provide a 10-minute highlight reel of all that happened in the startup ecosystem last week. Let's dive right in. We observed a particularly healthy status in the startup ecosystem. We're talking about a total of 267 funding rounds, 6.4 billion total funding, 142 acquisitions recorded, and a transaction of a total acquisition amount of $21.3 billion, which was quite massive. We cannot obviously cover all of these stories. Today, we'll only be talking about the highlights. We're going to start with the greatest news in the tech world, the tech giant that went IPO on May 10th, Uber. After almost a decade of disruption, Uber finally went public. The company is the highest valued tech IPO since Facebook and Alibaba, and it's part of a wave of Silicon Valley unicorns to go public this year. Uber closed its first day of trading as a public company worth $41.57 per share, down from its IPO price of $45. The company continued to decline in after-hours trading. It's not particularly clear as to what Uber's slipping value will do to unicorns waiting to go public. It's possible that Uber's first day slump is a sign that public investors aren't as keen on cash-burning startups as expected. Let's now take a peek into the funding scenes next. Recruiting company Human Predictions landed $1.16 million from investors. The round was led by Network Ventures. The company wants to help hiring managers fill their shortages of tech roles from software engineers to data scientists. The company claims it wants to discover hidden tech talent outside of LinkedIn by using data and machine learning. Next up, we have real estate startup Realai, raising a $9 million Series B2, adding to its initial round of $20 million. The way Realai works is to hire its own licensed real estate agents who are salaried and not paid on commissions. Buyers and sellers pay a flat rate of $5,000 to $10,000, depending on the price of the property, rather than a several percentage commission. Toronto-based Lane, which calls itself a workplace experience platform, said it would use a $2.5 million funding to expand into the US market. The five-year-old company raised money from Allied Partners, Panache Ventures, and Tech Starters. Lane said its modular technology integrates with an existing building to create a tailor-made workplace experience that dramatically increases the overall ROI of any office with the use of a technology-driven assistant. Its goal is to streamline traditional building management by providing instant access to software, services, and amenities. Lastly, Mint House, which wants to help business travelers have a more tech-rich experience, announced a $15 million Series A led by Revolution Ventures. The New York-based company promises tech-forward accommodations, including a mobile app for check-ins and messaging with customer service. It partners with landlords or business developers and leases between 20 to 200 units in a building with a goal of providing amenity-rich apartment-style accommodations with the brand consistency of top-tier hotels. With respect to acquisitions, we have the famous media streaming service Netflix acquire Storybots to an overall deal to expand the entertainment and educational series for preschool kids. What else caught our eye last week? Definitely the Google I.O. 2019 conference. The conference reinforces the gravitation towards AI and ML-based solutions in the coming years. Smart lens, smarter maps, smarter phones, smarter assistant. This year, Google has definitely gone 10 steps ahead with its artificial intelligence capabilities. What else? As Silicon Valley giants like Facebook and Twitter move towards privacy, so does Google. Google placed a big emphasis on user privacy in this keynote. It will now be easier for users to access their Google security settings from their smartphone and from there quickly delete their web history and web activity. The firm will also process more user data on the device without uploading it to its own servers. That's a wrap from our end. See you next Monday with more news on funding, acquisitions, mergers, and trends across the globe. Until then, tune into our recent episode of Mind the Gap to check out the brand story of Zappos, where we uncover the journey of how Zappos practices customer centricity in its true sense. Tweet out to Fresh Chat app to let us know what you think. Have a great day.